Blue Morning Series 2, BM 2.0. Last night, August 31st, 2021, at 8:38 p.m., I wrote the following. Studied probability into finance. Finance key. Concepts. Time and risk. Grateful, grateful, grateful for MIT, Caltech, and other universities that provide free education. I've learned much from watching YouTube videos and Googling to understand the things that I don't yet get. My word of the day yesterday was finna. See, I think there's a difference in meaning between like I'm going to, I'm planning to, I will, I'm looking forward to, and I finna do. And I think about it in the context of finance, actually, that I finna start a business. It means that I have done all the things that are part of my path to doing it. And whether it happens or not is pretty much determined by, the outcome of the universe as we progress through time. Okay, that sounds really spacey and abstract, but the reason why I'm here, why I came here, why I went here, why I'm going here is that I don't really like to say, I'm gonna do this, or I will do that, or I'm looking forward to this. In many contexts, by expressing desire or will, I feel like that energy is actually being released. So if I do have a strong desire, I'm apt to hold that in and not make it into something that I say out loud or write down. And that's why I like finna, because it is more descriptive of I use it to describe a situation as opposed to a way to express or prescribe my intention. Okay, back to my writing. Bold is greater than big. What I mean by that is if you're really trying to get a message across, the size doesn't really matter so much as the intensity. Like when I think of a bold text, I think it's like each letter was written with many multiples of the volume of ink. Whereas something that's written in big letters, it could just mean that there's more space. And spaciousness is fine, but being bold is really qualitatively different. And finally, some programming around supplements. I got some N-acetyl tyrosine, something called NMN. I think that stands for nicotinamide mononucleotide, and an ashwagandha extract, I think called KSM 66, yesterday. And the N-acetyl L-tyrosine, which is also called NALT, was very strong. And if someone's looking for an energy boost, that is a good one. And NMN, which I took my first dose of just this morning, is actually better, perhaps. It's not as kind of obvious. It has more of a subtle impact.